Well, let's look now at one of the other election issues that could prove influential in today's result. While much of the focus on election night will be on seats in and around Melbourne, Labor's best chance of increasing its majority lies outside the capital. Marginal coalition seats like Ripon are looking vulnerable after being snared from Labor at the last election. It's one of the regional electorates where farmers have been calling on both major parties to give them relief from steep local government rate rises. And while both sides of politics have promised an independent inquiry if elected, farmers say that's just more talk, not action. Jess Davis reports.
Charlie DeFagley is a sheep farmer from Ararat in Western Victoria. Like many producers, he's facing tough conditions and rising costs.
A lot of farmers are faced with a very high rate bill coming in to the next 12 months.
Charlie DeFagley represents the Victorian Farmers Federation in his region, and the VFF has made rural rate rises its number one issue in today's state election.
It's not only farmers, it's actually all regional rural people. When councils in Melbourne can raise more revenue because of fines and parking meters than we can in the bush, it proves the model's broken.
On the other side of the state in Gippsland, dairy farmer Paul Mumford pays $12,000 a year in rates.
It doesn't seem fair and equitable. We seem to be carrying a whole lot of the burden of the Shire kitty, so to speak.
The surge in farm rates is being driven by skyrocketing rural property values, and councils are making no apologies.
If a farmer has a lot of land and he has an asset worth a lot of money, unfortunately, that's the way our system seems to work.
Rob Gersh is the chairman of Rural Councils of Victoria and a local councillor for the Hindmarsh Shire in Western Victoria.
If governments give us a few more dollars in other ways, we're more than happy to keep our rates down.
So you want whoever wins the election, the state government, to provide better funding to rural councils?
Exactly. That's the only way.
But farmers are concerned they're facing even steeper increases if some rural councils press ahead with plans to scrap differential rating systems that ensure rural landholdings are levied on a different scale to residential properties. The Andrews government intervened when it was attempted by the Ararat Rural City Council. Sam King is a beef and cropping farmer from Tatiyoon, not far from Ararat.
We've been through a process here in this municipality which was supposed to have sorted this out, but it has done nothing short of put more burden on the agricultural sector.
Labor is promising an inquiry if it wins today's election, matching a promise from the coalition, which also says it will cap rates for farmers. The Liberal Party's Louise Staley holds the electorate of Ripon with a margin of 0.8%.
If the rural councils can't even agree, I do think we need to look at it and have the inquiry to find the answer, because we've got to have agreement. That's why there hasn't been reform so far.
Both parties make a lot of promises, and there's not a lot comes out of a lot of these promises.
Farmers like Sam King and Charlie DeFagley are sceptical that more talk will address their concerns, and they vow neither of the major parties should bank on their votes until there's a complete overhaul of the way rates are calculated.
Jess Davis with that report.